stations in the country do you think have this kind of a history or this kind of a colorful past that somebody could come on 10 years later and do a show like we're doing this morning? Are there many?
Very few.
Think?
No, very few, Mike. Well, I've always said that there is some grand talent that has been in and around Toledo radio. I don't know why. It was never really a feeder market for Detroit. I mean, people never went from Toledo to Detroit. They'd come out of Flint and go to Detroit. But Toledo was kind of list all by itself here, you know. And all of a sudden, we just started getting some really good talent. I mean, guys like Gary. And Gary is a very professional announcer and very good, you know. And people like, there were dozens of them for some reason. Toledo Radio was very good, still is, you know. You can go from here to California because of format and because of people doing automation and things like mm-hmm. that. You can go from here to California and drive and hear the same old thing over and over and over and over and over again. I think that's why we wanted to try to do something a little bit different with this show. And just it's not a one-on-one type thing, but kind of just talking to the people because they have memories, you know.
Yeah, but it all you kind of started. You, Bob Martz, kind of started about the same time that rock and roll kind of started.
That's right. Yeah.
And you have chosen to disdain real salary and remain here because you've always liked Toledo.
That's
all your
right.
life.
Yeah.
And it always kind of revolves around you, you know, and everybody keeps in touch, and the stories remain alive because they get told once a year at the reunion, the accidental reunion of so forth and so on.
Yeah, they used to call it Rat Pack Radio. Wherever Martz went, then everybody else would come along, too.
Have you worked at every station in town here at one time or not?
Everyone but TTO or TUU or GOR, whatever it's called now. Yeah. I think I would. Let's see. I have never worked at LQR, never the FM stations.
But every AM
station.
I've worked
at every AM station in town.
One of the great compliments I got about the radio station was somebody came up to me and said, listening to WCWA nowadays reminds me of WTOD back in the rock and roll days. And a couple people have said that to me, and I imagine it has a lot to do with the commercials they hear that you guys do and the fact that Bob Kelly is back on the air. And the whole thing has, again, the atmosphere of a lot of fun. Radio is a drag in many cases to listen to because, I don't know,
It really is. And what we try to do with our commercials here, well, we run a lot of them, and that's no big secret. Everybody knows we run a lot of commercials. Witness what you just did there. Terribly boring. But what we try to do with them every once in a while is to make them funny so that it is part of the programming instead of the thing that you were supposed to listen to, because if you listen to it, then we'll reward you by giving you a record. So we try to make the commercials as entertaining as possible, too. And we're going, fairly far afield with some of them right now and having a good time with them.